Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazır Abdullah bin Mes'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu فرماتے تھے جنت کے آج دروازے ہیں جو تمام کھلتے اور بند ہوتے ہیں مگر توبہ کے دروازہ پر ایک فرشتہ ہے جو اس کو بند نہیں ہونے دیتا بس التجا کرو اور نا امید نہ ہو حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سینئر صحابی اسے جنت ہے ایٹ پورٹلز ایٹ گیٹ ویز And these, they open and they close certain times. And Allah Ta'ala orders the malaika to close them and certain times they open them. But the door or the gateway, which is called the gateway of Tawbah, to which the repentance, the Tawbah, the istighfar of people enter. There is one farishta, one angel, who stands guard at the door and he never allows this door to close. Now he has instructions from Allah Ta'ala to always ensure that this door of Tawbah, it remains open. The door of Tawbah should never close. For that reason, he says that you should always plead unto Allah Ta'ala, make iltija to him, appeal to him, seek forgiveness and do not lose hope. Never lose hope. Regardless of how numerous your sins may be and how great the sins may be, never lose hope. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Allah Ta'ala instructs our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, tell my servants, قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ Allah says, my servants, tell them that they should not lose hope. Tell my servants who? Those who have wrong themselves, those who have committed zulm upon themselves, by zulm, by means of sins. A person sins, he commits zulm or oppression on himself. Why? Because the consequence of sin is Jahannam, it's the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. The punishment in this dunya also and in akhirat. So he has committed zulm on him, but he should not lose hope. What he should do? He should turn to Allah Ta'ala in repentance. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Because verily Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins, no matter how great the sins may be. But if one repents with ikhlas, with sincerity, then Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. In one second, if it's through nadamat or regret in the heart, Allah Ta'ala forgives all those sins. Abdul Rahman bin Qasim rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the کافر کے مسلمان ہونے کا تذکرہ ہوا کہ اس کے پچھلے تمام گناہ معاف ہو جاتے ہیں حضرت عبد الرحمن بن قاسم there was a discussion amongst us about a kafir, a non-Muslim kafir who accepts Islam, he accepts the deen and then by this mere acceptance of the deen just reciting the kalima once all his sins whole life, entire lifetime of kufr and shirk and sins, everything is forgiven by reciting this kalima. So, maine kaha, mujhe umeed hai ke Allah Ta'ala ke nazdeek musalman usse afzal hai. He says that I have hope in Allah Ta'ala that by Allah Ta'ala, a Muslim, he is superior to that non-Muslim who has just entered Islam and all his sins are forgiven, he has a clean slate. But still the Muslim is, I have hope that the Muslim, who is a Muslim and despite his sins, he is still superior. Why? Kyunki Musliman ki toba goya Islam ke baad Islam hai. Yani dobara kalma parne ki tarah. Because when a Muslim, when he repents, when he makes his ikhfar, it is as if he is renewing Islam. If the or if a lifetime of sin of the kafir can be forgiven and Allah forgives it by reciting only the kalima once. So the Muslim who recites the kalima daily, he is superior. Because each time he recites the kalima, it is as if he is renewing his Islam. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala farmate te, میں تمہارے ساتھ کتاب اللہ یا نبی مرسل ہی کی باتیں کرتا ہوں. حضرت عبداللہ بن سلام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ صحابی عالم آف دا تورا he was from the Bani Israel and he accepted Islam. So he said that whatever I'm narrating to you is telling the people it is from the Kitabullah, from the Quran of Allah Ta'ala, or from a Nabi which has been sent by Allah Ta'ala, then from the Torah. You know, I'm not saying anything out of on the basis of my opinion. It's either from the Quran I'm telling you, or from the Torah telling you. آدمی جب گناہ کرتا ہے پھر اس کے بعد ایک لمحہ کے لیے نادم ہو کر اللہ تبارک تعالیٰ سے استغفار کرتا ہے تو اس سے گناہ فی الفور ساقط ہو جاتا ہے. He says when a person commits a sin and then even for one second he's nadim, he regrets. He has true regret in his heart for the sin which he has committed. Then and he makes istighfar, Allah Ta'ala immediately forgives him. His sins drop away, fall away from him the very same second that he has regret. Istighfar or seeking forgiveness is not valid without regret. If there's no regret in that, that istighfar is a mockery. It's not istighfar, that istighfar, the ruh or the soul of istighfar is to have regret and remorse in the heart. And a mu'min, he is never reckless. He doesn't commit sins recklessly. Those who commit sins recklessly must understand that their conception of dying, there is something very drastically wrong. They don't have no understanding. In other words, in reality, do not believe. Although they know we are going to die, but there's no belief in the heart. For that reason, the hearts have become clouded and blocked with rust, the rust and the pollution of the dunya, to such an extent that the hearts are harder than stone, like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, ثُمَّ قَصَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Then the hearts became hard. فَيَّكَ الْحِجَارَةِ. And the hearts became hard as stone, as rock. Or harder than rock, Allah Ta'ala says. The heart become harder than rock because from the out of a rock also you see water will flow. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, water comes from the rock and some rock will roll from a height and come down. Why? Not accidentally. Allah Ta'ala says, min khashatillah. وَمَنْ يَحْبِتُ مِنْ خَشَتِ اللَّهِ. These rocks, they roll from a higher level to a lower level because of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So the hearts of people who sin recklessly, understand their hearts are harder than stone. For that reason they commit sin recklessly. Whereas a mu'min, he commits a sin because of weakness or because of ignorance, suddenly fell into sin, but immediately after he regrets. So much regrets come in him that he's always restless. And he is restless, and he is always in a state of anxiety that Allah Ta'ala accept my tawbah or not. Will I be forgiven? What will be the condition at time of mort or in the qabr? That is the attitude of the mu'min. So a mu'min, he does not sin recklessly. When a person sins constantly, day in and day out, he continues with the sin, then you should understand that there is no real istighfar. He's not making istighfar. If he makes true istighfar, then Allah Ta'ala will accept it and give him the tawfiq to abstain from the sin.
What about the person who habitually makes istighfar 100 times in the morning and evening? Is it with concentration or how?
That one person we make daily so many 100 times. There are so many sins we commit without understanding. We commit from the morning till the night. We commit sin and we don't understand that these are sins and we are forgetful. So such sins are forgiven with that istighfar. Such sins are forgiven when you make wuzu, it comes in the hadith. You make what concentration wuzu, you don't stand, sit there and speak and talk. You make proper wuzu, then your sins fall from your limbs in the same way dry leaves fall from a tree. So all this type of istighfar, wipes out such sins, the numerous sins which we commit without even understanding and realizing we are sinning. But there are sins which we understand this is sinful. We have committed a sin. Now for that, another active tawbah is necessary. Mm-hmm. You must make with concentration, perform two rakah salat tawbah, and then seek forgiveness for that sin. We are dealing with a being with Allah Ta'ala who does not forget. Many people committed sin in the young days when they were baligh. Now when they are elderly, they are of age now, they have turned over to a good leaf and they are performing their salat, ibadat, etc. Meanwhile they forgot. They think now everything is forgotten whilst they did not make tawbah, did not consciously seek forgiveness for their sins. But those sins are not forgiven. They have to make active, proper and active tawbah for the sins which they know they have committed and they understood the sins. But as I say, there are many sins. For example,
What about those forgotten? Forgotten sins.
But that it comes out and you must, you should ask Ya Allah, forgive me for all my sins, those sins which I remember and those which I can't remember. You dress to put on your coat or your kurta, you put in your left hand first, you committed a sin. You unconsciously you step out of the masjid with your left foot. I tell you with your right foot, you enter with the left foot. There are many such sins, you see. And some of you sit and you eat and you have got an utopian. These are all sinful acts. Anything which the Prophet has prohibited, or any action which is in conflict with the Sunnah, that is a sin. But as there are so many of these actions which you don't understand because of lack of our ilm, lack of knowledge, and because of lack of sahbat or companionship with the pious, so we are not conscious of these sins which we commit. For that reason, it is necessary to daily recite, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself recited every day 100 times istighfar, he would recite. So we should also recite istighfar daily 100 times, take you 1 or 2 minutes only. But these, I say, that istighfar is to gain forgiveness for such sins of which we have no conscious and no knowledge about it.
There's 100 istighfar in this thing, and istighfar, that will be very concentration, the mindset should be there.
Not only for, just like for knowing, anything.
Just thinking about the clock, stuff like watching the clock.
No, that's even our salat is also in that manner. We don't have to go on. It's all exercise.
Is it necessary for a person to concentrate?
Not only for istighfar, for every act of ibadah, when you take Allah Ta'ala's name, you must concentrate. Are you making a mockery of it? We have to, that is. When you recite 100 times, you must know what you are doing, obviously. I'm asking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must forgive me for my sins. Those sins which I remember, which I don't remember, Allah Ta'ala must forgive me. There's many sins in our young days we committed, and then we forget about these things. So inshallah, Ta'ala, you make that niyat and you consider Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Allah Ta'ala is merciful, He forgives all sins, but you must have sincerity and obviously not going to just sit there and just say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and your mind is blank.
So this is a work that you need to do to work, to pay attention to what you are doing at all times.
At all times.
In salat, in the toilet, wherever you
are. Every day you are. Yes, every.
24/7.
The moment, yeah, you have to be conscious 24 hours. Comes in the kitab, the thing, Jannat is not acquirable. You cannot acquire Jannat, the awliya said, merely by the few ritual acts of your ibadat. You know, they say, well, you will gain Jannat with a niyat, with an intention. Not just you perform mechanically, you form your ibadat. No, you must be conscious, your niyat must be there. When I'm going to masjid, you know what you are going. You're going for salat there. In the masjid, You must be like a fish in the water, not like a bird in a cage. Just quickly finish that and rush out. So you have to be conscious then. And then it depends on your niyat. As long as your niyat is right, then you will concentrate. If you have no proper niyat, obviously you're not going to concentrate. Then the mechanical that you may evolve, which will not really be a benefit to you. That's all.